Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sahyadri Industries Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tuljaram Maheshwari, CEO, CFO and Whole Time Director. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Sahyadri Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. I hope everyone has had a chance to view our financial results and investor presentation, which were posted on the company's website and stock exchanges. I am accompanied by Mr. Arvind Garg, Financial Controller, and SGA, Investor Relations Advisor, on this call today. Let me begin with a brief overview on the industry dynamics. The rural economy has witnessed a growth at a slow pace for the last few quarters, and the current operating environment has presented significant challenges for the businesses in this industry. The steep hike in the raw material prices such as asbestos on account of geopolitical tension between Russia and Ukraine, coupled with surge in freight and fuel costs, resulted into rise into the overall expenses. The raw material prices had risen rapidly during FY23. Having said that, the increased raw material prices is the new normal for the overall sector. Now moving to the performance during the quarter. Amidst all the challenges, Sahyadri Industries registered a top line growth of 18.1% on YoY basis. Similarly, a growth of 34.7% was recorded sequentially, indicating a resilient performance while maintaining its market share along with leadership position in Western India. We have undertaken 5 to 6% of the price hike on our products to offset the higher expenditure incurred towards raw material cost. Although the company has taken price hike, however, substantial part of the price hike is yet to be passed on to the customers. The Q2 of the financial year is seasonally a weak quarter, which leads to a marginal correction in the product pricing. Going forward, we do hope for a gradual recovery on the back of normal monsoon across the country, hike in kharif crop MSPs, and moderation in the retail inflation. The higher spending by the government might also boost the rural sentiments. In Q1 FY24, the capacity utilization was 94%, whereas it was 85% for the corresponding quarter last year. Now I move to the CapEx update. For capacity expansion in Maharashtra state for the manufacturing of non-asbestos cement board plant having capacity of 72,000 metric ton have been initiated. Land has been identified and land acquisition is in process. Also, company is in process of setting up new unit of Odisha state of manufacturing asbestos corrugated sheet of 120,000 metric ton. Now moving on the financial performance, as you have seen from the financial results and the investor presentation, just for the repetition, total income stood at rupees 226 crore in Q1 FY24 as compared to 191.2 crore in Q1 FY23. The growth in the total income is attributed towards volume uptick coupled with price hike. EBITDA for the quarter came at rupees 28.5 crore. The decline in EBITDA on a YoY basis is on account of rise in raw material prices coupled with higher expenditure towards stabilization of the operation at Perundai plant, whereas EBITDA witnessed a growth of 85% sequentially. EBITDA margin was reported at 12.6% in Q1 F24, an improvement of 344 bps as compared to Q4 FY23. PAT for the quarter stood at rupees 15.1 crore, PAT margin stood at 6.7%. We at Sahyadri are committed towards the goal of becoming a pan-India player, which means that we will continue to explore new markets increase our market penetration, improve our operational efficiency, and produce more value-added products. Thank you. Now I open the floor for the questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Faisal Hawa from H.E. Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
When you say that you want to expand into many geographies, which are the ones which you which come first to your mind, and where we can easily expand, and there is some kind of a brand recall also, and how many distributors that we want to increase amongst these geographies? That is one. And secondly, sir, what is our what do our distributors contribute to, and do our top five distributors even contribute to more than 20% of revenue?
See, coming to your first question, actually we are open for the geography where we are not present, that's say UP and also the east part. Okay, and as such, at present, we could not got any opportunity, and as and when it comes, definitely it will be informed to the all the shareholders. Coming to on the distributor sales, actually we generally don't have a distributor as such, but we have the big dealers and small dealers. So as such, giving you the data for who are the top five like that is not practical possible.
No, I did not mean to say who are the top five. Do our top five dealers or distributors contribute to even 25% of our revenue?
No. It can't be. We don't have any distributor who is giving us 25% of revenue.
Do the top five contribute to more 25%? Top five?
Oh, no. We don't have the top five which give a 25% contribution.
Okay. So you mean to say after Maharashtra, we will be targeting UP for our further expansion?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So would something like a Rajasthan or a Madhya Pradesh not be easier?
Rajasthan, we don't want to go.
Okay.
And Madhya Pradesh also, we don't want to go. The first target is the UP.
Okay. And sir, what about exports? Do you see any kind of potential there, and how will we approach that, and which are the countries that could be potential? Could exports be a large percentage of our revenue, say 3 years down the line?
See, we are already doing export, and mainly the export is the NFS product, that's a board. And roughly at present, our export is around, if you see the NFS total capacity, around 46% we are exporting, and which is an ongoing process, and seeing the now potentiality, mainly once the Ukraine war get closed and we see that lot of opportunity will come at Ukraine.
And sir, what is the main reason for our return on equity and ROC going down so much in FY23?
FY23 or FY24?
Sir, I am referring to your presentation, slide number 25.
Slide number 25. Let me see.
Return on equity and return on capital employed.
One second. So you are comparing with, the FY21. FY21 is exceptionally here. So there's no any comparison with that, but generally the on and average, that is what the trend is. Okay, so particularly FY21 and FY22 is a COVID time period, and we got a first mover advantage in the market because our plant started much earlier than other competition plant. So, and that was a season time also. If you remember, that COVID started somewhere in the March and April to June was the season period. So we got that first mover advantage of the early start of the plant, and that's the reason that those are the exceptionally.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, for answering my question so well.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. And thank you for the question. Sir, how are you doing, sir? How are you doing, sir?
Good. Boliye.
Sir, for the value-added product segment, what percentage of our sales contribute to value-added, and what is our endeavor to reach value-added product sales by the end of this financial year?
See, as I am maintaining that, the value-added endeavor is the 25%. Presently, we are 17-18%.
Sir, and when we speak about value-added, does the pricing part get into, or the fiber content goes down? How do we define this?
It's a pricing part.
Okay. It's only the pricing part, but the requirement.
See, value-added, it doesn't have the fiber because it is a non-asbestos product.
Right.
Okay, because there is hardly any value addition in the roofing business.
So, sir, going ahead, this year we are looking for 25% to be the value addition.
Yeah, I think we have an internal target to reach to 25% at the end of, you know, say Q4, we may touch 25% of the value added product.
Sir, for the first quarter, for the roofing business, the seasonality factor plays into, and first quarter as generally is the best quarter. So taking into account the aspect of the erratic monsoon also and the flood situation also, sir, how are you seeing what note sir, abhi hum logon ne ye year ki shuruaat ki hai sir? So kaisa ye varsh, ye vitiya varsh kaisa dikh raha hai sir aapko in terms of the volume growth also and pricing wali baat pe aapne bataya ki abhi bhi 4-5% ka input cost ka pressure hai जो हम आगे आने वाले समय में सेलिंग प्राइस में कन्वर्ट करेंगे इस पे सर आप अपने
विचार टू थिंग्स वन इज द कॉस्ट इंक्रीज पर्टिकुलरली इफ यू कंपेयर द फर्स्ट क्वार्टर ऑफ द लास्ट ईयर कंपेयर टू दैट द फाइबर कॉस्ट इटसेल्फ हैज इंक्रीज बाय 44% एंड इन द मिक्स इट वर्क्स आउट 50% दैट वर्क्स आउट 22% एंड अगेंस्ट द इंक्रीज ऑफ 22% हार्डली 5-6% हैव बीन पास्ड ऑन. And in addition to that, other cost has also increased. So going forward, Q2 generally is a very slow quarter. There is an endeavor to at least try to get that increase, but it cannot be 100% of that, but still we'll try to push it to Q3 and Q4. Now coming to your second question, so this quarter was comparatively better if you see the last year. So one is we got a benefit of, you know, the new expansion, we got a capacity now, and now it started selling from the Perundurai plant. In addition to that, we have done, you know, in the certain geography, we have done the good volume of the sales. So there's a good volume increase also. So looking to now, Q2 would be the goal. I think Q3 and Q4 would give you the better, the sales growth.
Sir, I somehow missed that increase in fiber prices part. Can you come again? Once again, 44 and 52, I missed the number.
4% was the price increase last year in the first quarter to and second quarter compared to the previous quarters. And 50% of that is being used in the product, so impact is 22%.
Exactly.
So price cost increase is a 20 to 22%. Against that, we could pass on only 5-6% so far. Okay. Now the Q2 again, there may be some reduction, but so Q3 and Q4, there's all chances that partly we may still get by price increase. That's what my point is.
Okay. Okay. And sir, we have also seen that traditionally that in Q2, the quarter which we are. There is a price cut, but one of your competitors did mention in their call that for this year, none of the players have taken a price cut. So maybe because of the the raw material का अभी pass on नहीं हुआ, इसी के कारण से भी I have not done and
I think mainly is that.
Okay. So sir, depending upon the demand situation, can we go even can we opt for a price cut for this quarter, sir? जैसे tradition रहता है कि we can evade that.
Chances are less, but beyond the point, if the material is not moving in the market, then there may be, but chances are very less.
Or sir, utilization levels, how do that shape up for Q2, sir? 94% we did for the first quarter.
That's capacity utilization you're talking.
Yes, sir.
The capacity utilization would be better. The reason is, you know, the inventory level in the end of at the end of Q1 was much, much low in my Alba plant. So there would be a production. That does not mean that it is getting sold. So generally what we do is, Q2 is a dull, but we produce to the extent we can maintain the inventory.
So Q2 sales are definitely not comparable to with Q1 because of the season.
Definitely.
But it will be better. Still, we can look depending upon today's environment because of the pricing power benefit also. It might look better than what last year Q2 was.
In my opinion, yes.
Okay, sir. And sir, what was the contribution from our Tamil Nadu new unit, sir? How have the utilization levels ramped up there?
Presently, we are at 60% capacity utilization. Okay, and gradually it will go to the 75% by the Q4.
Okay, sir, when we mentioned 94, how have we come to that figure, sir?
That capacity is very small compared to the total capacity.
Okay, so what is the significance of this 94% when it is mentioned that we are at 94%? What are we accounting for this 94%?
Accounting all the plants.
Okay, but when one of the plant is at 65,
that capacity is very low. If my total capacity is 69,000 against the 6,000, if it is a 55%, that doesn't make any difference.
Right. That the Perundurai plant is a very small plant. So what is the installed capacity there, sir?
69. Total is 6. That capacity is 6,000. But total my installed capacity is 69,000.
Okay. And the total capacity? Yeah, last point, sir. What, the total capacity, how many add ki hai hum log ne currently?
69,000 ton.
69,000 ton. And that takes the total number of our installed capacity for the pan-India number is how much?
That's why I'm saying 69,000 is my total capacity of all the plants. Out of that, Perundurai plant is, that new line which started is 6,000 ton.
And the next year, what are we expecting in terms of commercialization? Any further capacity addition will come?
Capacity next year won't come. May come. Next year it won't come. It will come next to next year.
Okay, and what it will come in phases?
That Vada will come. Vada, we are planning that 24-25, maybe Q4 or the early 25-26.
Okay, sir. I'll join the queue, sir. And thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Bala Subramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
For the opportunity. Sir, I just want to understand the capex part. We are doing capex Odisha and Maharashtra, each 94 crores for Aspata's corrugated sheet, non-Aspata's cement boards. So I just want to understand the funding mix and when the capex will be completed. I just want to understand the payback period and what could be the incremental revenue for this capex.
See, as I mentioned, the capex would be completed either in the Q4 of 25, that is 24-25, or the early of 25-26. And once it is completed, it starts at the rate of 60%, 70% capacity utilization. So in 25-26, we may get a benefit of around, say, 40 to 50 crore additional revenue.
Okay, sir. Sir, on the margin side, if you look at 2018-19, we did around 24% kind of margins, but right now it's around 12 to 14% kind of margin. So, how do we look at margins going forward?
See, the margin, as I mentioned, the raw material cost has increased considerably, particularly in the roofing business, and which has impacted, and it's not impacted only to us, to all the industry players. So that is what's going to be a new normal. Now, what is the price increase means, get placed into the market, that's what is going to put into the extra margin positive. So that's the ongoing process, and generally we don't give any how much would be the margin in future.
Okay, sir. Sir, on the working capital side, if you could throw some light on our inventory levels and payables and receivable terms with vendors and customers, if you could throw some light on.
See, really our payable is around 30 days and our receivable is less than 20 days.
On the inventory side, sir?
Inventory side is almost, say, 80 days.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajat Chetia from iPod. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, yes, please. If you speak a little loudly, it would be better.
Just a second, sir. Can now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. Sir, can you please break this capacity of 69K, which is, I guess, on a monthly basis, into the three segments that we have?
We have two segments. One is the non-asbestos, second is the asbestos. So asbestos, if you say the roofing is a 50,000 ton and boards is 19,000, out of that 19,000, around 6,000 is the asbestos and balance is the non-asbestos. But we can produce 19,000 non-asbestos, and we can produce 19,000 asbestos also. So it is a mix of both. Depends on the demand, accordingly it gets produced.
Okay. And the flat sheets, you are categorizing with boards only. Is that
correct? Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. And between flat sheets and boards, is there any differentiation in terms
both
of...
Both are same.
Both are same only?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. Just a different ways of calling them, but the same product. Okay. All right. And sir, in terms of the applications of these flat
sheets... Can you speak little loudly?
I was saying in terms of applications of these flat sheets or the boards, so they, how are they different from MDF?
See, MDF has their own issues that say, the fire, termite, and water. They are all having a negative side, whereas these boards are safe from termite, fire, and water. So that's one. Then coming to the second, there's a cost difference between MDF and plywood versus this is around 40%. And with those three added advantage of termite free, water free, and fireproof, so that gives the boom, plus point to our boards.
Okay. 40% difference is in favor of boards.
In favor of our boards.
Okay. They are 40% cheaper. Okay. Okay. Understood. In terms of weight, I think our boards will be more bulkier, right?
Actually, because it's a cement involved in this.
Right. Right.
But if you're putting a, the mezzanine floor or you're putting a partition, that gives the added advantage in view of the strength also.
Sure. All right. And so do we make high density boards as well?
Yes, we make.
And
we don't make from the face, but otherwise we make. That's equivalent to, the high board.
Okay. Okay. And what percentage of volumes does this particular product?
Hardly. Not magnificent. It's very meager quantity.
Okay. All right. And sir, what is the difference between the margin profile of boards and the roofing at gross margin level?
Margin, because of now there is a price difference in the raw material cost. So margin is little less in roofing versus the board.
Okay. Like the difference, like 10-15% differential or higher or lower?
It is single digit.
Okay, you're talking about, I think, EBITDA margins, right? Single digit EBITDA margin.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And so with regards to asbestos, do you see any impact of elections next year on the demand this year? Is there any trend that you have observed in the last few elections, general elections, time period?
Can you come again your question? I could not get your question.
On the roofing business,
yes.
In your experience, whenever general elections have happened in the past in the country, have you seen any particular impact on demand in the, you know, previous year? I mean, just 1 year before the elections.
Generally, I have not observed that, but actually, I joined this company in 2020, and this election is in 24. Let me see what is going to be impact, but I have not observed that into that line. Your question is.
Sure, sure. And so what will be the pricing differential of our roofing product, of our roofing sheets, vis-a-vis our competitors?
See, particularly in the west market, we are in the positive side, whereas in the south market, we are negative side. 2 to 3 rupees here, we are positive, and that side, we are 2 to 3 rupees negative.
Oh, okay. All right. And at the company level, what kind of raw material mix do we have? I mean, how much, if our raw material cost is, let's say, 100 rupees, how much of that 100 bucks we are spending on, let's say, asbestos and cement and other stuff?
Asbestos is around 50%. Balance is others.
And how much would be cement, sir?
It's a mix of that.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. I'll get back in with you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from Aditya from Securities Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So we have mentioned that these high raw material...
Little loudly, please.
Yeah, so these high raw material prices are going to be the new normal. So can the roofing business see a threat from the metal sheets, which might not be trading at such high prices?
At this prices, we are not facing it, but if the prices goes up from this, then definitely there would be a issue. But metal has their own, you know, the issues.
Yeah, I understand that. What is the current differential between the metal and asbestos now?
It is still 3 times.
Sorry, I couldn't get you, sir.
Still it is 3 times.
Okay. And sir, we have mentioned that you have taken price hikes of around 5 to 6%. So has the competition also taken similar price hikes, or we have been a little aggressive?
I think depends on individual market. Everybody would have been looked into and taken the price increase. I don't have the numbers of others. But wherever I am present, I am finding everybody would have been taken.
Okay. And there is talks about some of the players expanding capacities in the roofing business. So do you see a threat because of it, because the demand is not increasing at a similar pace? So do you think these price hikes will have to be overturned?
Can you ask your question again?
So we have been hearing that some of the players are expanding capacities in the roofing business.
Mm-hmm.
The demand is not growing at a similar pace. So do you expect these price hikes which the players have taken, we would have to overturn that because of the increasing supply?
I think the people who are taking a expansion or the new capacity, wherever they feel that they could, you know, sustain in selling, they are taking that way, as we are looking in the east because we are not present. Similarly, you know, others may be doing it. And I don't think that extra capacity would have a pressure on the pricing. There may be a pressure on the pricing for the 1 or 2 quarter when you start the production. But after all, you have to match with the other market trend.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Darshil Pandya from Fintrust Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, in your opening commentary, you said that, you know, this is a new normal for the raw material prices. I just want to understand a bit deeper from your side.
I could not hear you because your voice is very low.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, so in the opening commentary, you just said that, you know, this is the raw material prices are the new.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just want to understand, like, what will be, you know, going forward, how does this year looks like?
I don't think the price increase would be there in the raw material. Only the impact, maybe if something goes in the dollar rupee equation, northward or southward, that may be impacted. Otherwise, I don't see any increase in the raw material cost going forward.
Okay. And on the second part, sir, in the earlier conference, you said that fiber has been taken up from 2 countries. Besides, one is Brazil and the second is Kazakhstan. So I just want to understand from your end, like, does India has an issue with taking anything from Kazakhstan, or how is it?
No, we are getting from Kazakhstan. That's not an issue.
So you're getting it?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, for example, what is the mix that you would take it from Kazakhstan? Or any price issue?
It is 60% to 40%, and prices are, that depends on the grade of the, you know, the fiber.
Okay. And one last question, sir, on the inventory part. So you said that, you know, from last year to this year, the fiber prices have gone up like 44%. So the inventory that we have as on date, when will it get over? If the prices are stabilizing, when will, you know, we get an something that, you know, benefit from this from a low inventory chance?
That generally, you know, because of this issue of Ukraine and Russia, you have kept the inventory earlier the 8 months, and now slowly, gradually, we are going to have a 3 to 4 months. So whatever the extra inventory we have, that is going to be consumed by third quarter, and from fourth quarter onwards, we will be on the level of it.
It's from Q4, right?
Yeah.
All right, sir. I'll get back into the queue. All the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. Two questions. I am audible?
Yes, sort of Joseph bole, let, I think, little louder.
So, sir, first question was, you said the capacities jo aa rahi hai market mein. So, if you look at the demand and the supply, would you say ke demand should be able to consume the additional capacities in 1.5 years? And in your sense, what is the total additional new capacities which are coming in the market over next 1 year?
See, next 1 year, I am not getting any extra capacity. Whatever I have, that I am going to utilize with the full capacity, would try to utilize full capacity. As regard the new capacity USAR is bringing, I think mainly it is coming in the non-asbestos business. And there I think there is a big gap from the demand and supply, and the market is going to be much bigger as we progress.
Okay. So in asbestos, you are not looking at any large capacity addition?
We are looking only the area where we are not present.
Huh. And how much, so of the total current installed capacities of all the players together, that would be like what, 4-5% additional new capacity, or it would be a large quantum?
I don't think it would be 4-5%. The new capacity which is coming, I don't see it is 4-5%. No.
Okay, so it will be a larger number or like smaller?
It will be, I think, lower than 5.
Okay. Okay. And secondly, sir, this time, like if you look at it this year, the numbers for most of the asbestos players have been weak. So, but channel, if you look at the channel inventory, the inventory with dealer distributor, is it also very light or they are still sitting on?
It's very light.
Okay. Okay, fine. Fine, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. To ask questions, you may press star and one. The next question is from Anand Chaudhary from Electrum Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible.
Thoda, can you speak little loudly or?
Is it better now?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, so some of your peers are also into this pre-engineered building, apart from this roofing sheet. So do we have any such plans or how? What's your view on this? With other
so your voice is getting, you know, it's not coming clear.
I will ask. Is this better now?
Mr. Chaudhary, if you are on a hands-free, request you to use the handset. Your voice is sounding a little muffled.
Just give me a second.
Sure.
Is it better now?
Yes, please go ahead.
My question was regarding this another segment called pre-engineered building. Some of your peers are also into this segment. So if you have some view on it or you have some plan to enter into some other segment as well.
Your voice is, I could not get, your voice is actually mumbling.
I'll come back in the queue.
Sure, Mr. Chaudhary, we request you to just give us a call back maybe from a different line. We'll move to the next question. Before we take the next question, a reminder once again to participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from Rajat Setia from iThought PMS. Please go ahead. Mr. Setia, you may go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Sir, what is the maximum capacity that we can reach? Can we cross 100% or how is it?
Already we have just 94% and no new capacity is coming. So if I have to show the growth, definitely more capacity utilization will happen in this year.
No, I mean, can we cross 100% capacity utilization in
plant,
our...
plant, yes.
Sorry?
In some plant, yes.
Some plants. At the company level, the maximum that we can reach is probably what, 95-96%?
More than 100% more.
More than, okay. And so we have few brands like Swastik, EcoPro, Chemply. Who owns these brands?
Who owns?
Who owns the various brands that we have? Swastik, EcoPly, EcoPro, Chemply.
That is owned by us.
Owned by our entity, listed entity, right?
Yes.
Okay, alright. And so, currently there is some debt on the books and now we are looking to do some capex. So, do you expect the current level of debt to go up from the current levels?
Current level of debt will go up to the extent of Vada project. Because Vada project is getting completed in the next 12 to 15 months. So whatever the balancing the debt funds required after exhausting our internal accruals definitely will come from the debt. But we are very conservative and we try to use internal accruals first and then whatever the required balancing quantity, balanced amount only we take a term loan.
Understood. And so in the board side, between the asbestos and the non-asbestos boards, which one, what are the different applications they go into or they go into same set of applications?
No, non-asbestos has a different application like planks and those things that we cannot make from the asbestos. But so far the partition is concerned or mezzanine floor is concerned, there both can go.
Okay, all right. And so, board segment ka kitna capacity utilization hoga abhi?
Vodka, other than that new plant which is at 55%, rest is all 97 to 98%.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. That was the last question in queue. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we have been able to answer all questions satisfactorily. However, if you need any further clarification or want to know more about the company, please contact SGA team for Investor Relations Advisor. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on the call.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Sahyadri Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.